thank all of our speakers from the American Indian Movements. And I want to thank all of you for coming out here today. More than 25,000 people marched in the streets of San Francisco. More than 500 cities and towns around the United States were marching against this racist war. Millions of people worldwide from today to Monday will be opposing war, occupation, and racism. I would like to call our next speaker to the stage. Her name is Joy Duenas, and she and her group, the Gabriela Network, have been fighting against U.S. imperialism and racism in the Philippines. Please welcome her. Hello, everybody. I just want to say that we're here for all the women all over the world to fight for them, because we know that the war of terror on the are affecting all of the people, and especially are burdening the women. We know that the war is a disaster in Iraq, and this is particularly true for the women because they bear the biggest burden. The war has made the lives of families unlivable. They have no electricity and no water, and fathers and husbands have been jailed, killed, or at best unemployed. Thus, the family burden fall even more heavily on the women. Children are under great threat for injury and disease. Often it's too dangerous to go to school. Prostitution and kidnapping are also growing daily. We're here because we want to combat the policies of reaction led by the U.S. We're here for the women of Iraq, Afghanistan, and Palestine. And we're also here for the women of the Philippines. We're here for Lisa Masa and Tita Lubi, and we're here for the 750,000 women who were forced to leave their homeland last year because there was no work for the working women, and they no longer have steady jobs, but are being forced to work as temps with no health care and no job security. We're here for the peasant women who are being forced off their land because it's being sold as golf courses and resorts. We're here for the Filipino women who got raped by the 6 U.S. Marines in November, Marines who have so far not been tried. We're here for all of the women forced into prostitution because of the presence of U.S. troops. Did you know that there are thousands of troops in the Philippines now? And this is against our 1987 Constitution saying that there should be no U.S. troops in the Philippines. We're here because President GMA is imposing a virtual state of martial law and targeting the progressive forces of the Philippines. As I said, Lisa Masa is under protective custody in the Congress. She is our congressional representative of the Gabriela Women's Party. She's one of the only women in the only women's electoral parties in the world. She's a former leader of Gabriela, the largest women's alliance in the Philippines. And she's been responsible for laws protecting women, including those against violence against women, trafficking, and for divorce. She, along with 5 other party-less representatives, is being charged with rebellion against the illegitimate president, Gloria Macapagal Arroyo. She has now been in custody for over 2 weeks, sleeping on the floor in the sleeping bag. Could you imagine if Nancy Pelosi was sleeping on the floor in a sleeping bag? And there's no media coverage of this at all. There's a huge media blackout in the Philippines. So what is Lisa Masa's biggest crime? Her crime is that she is the voice of women, that she fights for the people, and that she stands up to Gloria Macapagal Arroyo. She stands up to GMA and George Bush that fight for democracy and sovereignty for the Filipino people. We're asking people to sign letters, to write to the consulate, to demand her freedom, and to an end to any form of martial law. We're also calling for the ouster of GMA and for all U.S. troops to leave the Philippines immediately. This is International Women's Month, a time when women around the world celebrate our strength and take stock. Join us as we build an anti-imperialist women's movement. Join us as we build for equality, democracy, and justice. Maki baka, wag matakot! Dare to struggle, do not fear.